It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening, and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years. Right here on drmarakarpel.com and on blogtalkradio.com. Today is Sunday, February the 25th, and we're back in beautiful Austin, Texas, and we're in our Austin studio. And Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this program, is here with us to make the show run. And we have another great program in store for you. This evening, in a little while after the break, we'll be joined right here in the studio by Kathleen Beach Grant to tell us about Silverlink, connecting active adults and seniors with pre-screened senior-friendly businesses and providing information for caregivers. And then later in the program, musician, artist, and producer Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this program, we'll talk about and play some of the music of the artists that were on the show last year and some that will be coming on this year. And along the way, I will talk about the incredible power of gratitude. And throughout this evening's program, we will have time to take your questions. So if you have questions or comments for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email your questions to me, and I will read them on the air to my guests. And my email address is Dr. Mara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, D-R-M-A-R-A-K-A-R-P-E-L.com. And you can hear this evening's program again by going to my website, and the link to the podcast, along with any website links that we talk about on the program, will be posted later tonight. And you can hear the podcast in as soon as 5 minutes after the show by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/ Your Golden Years. And for information from previous programs, to listen to previous shows, and to read my blogs from Thrive Global and Huffington Post, and my caregiver tips, as well as watch the videos of interviews that we've done here in the studio with the guests that are here in Austin, Texas, like this evening's guest, we'll be videotaping Kathleen in our discussion, you can go to my website, drmarakarpel.com. And to listen to all of the previous programs that we have done here on blogtalkradio.com, you can also go directly to blogtalkradio.com/ Your Golden Years. And be sure to follow me on Facebook for information from this radio show, to find out when I have posted a blog in thriveglobal.com, to follow my caregiver tips. All of that is up to date, up to the minute, if you go to my radio show page, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, and my book page, The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Karpel. That will give you all the information about my upcoming book as we know the information. Both of those are on Facebook, of course. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City, practicing here in Austin, Texas, and in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and with caregivers. And for the past few years, I've also been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And part of the time, my office is in the wonderful Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out, which is located in Cedar Park, Texas. And for information about this really great resource for veterans and for veterans' families, you can check out their website at Heroes Night Out. Do you want to contact me? Do you have any information that you want me to know about or any questions? You can feel free to send me an email to Dr. Mara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com, D-R-M-A-R-A-K-A-R-P-E-L. Or you can call me at 512-626-6973. And, of course, you can go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, and click on Contact. This evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909, or send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at author.rr.com. And his book is also available on Amazon. And this evening's program is also sponsored by Storyhouse. Storyhouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have Storyhouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. Storyhouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. Okay, we're going to play a few of our sponsors' commercials. And when we come back, Kathleen Beach Grant will be right here in the studio to talk about Silverlink. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Super psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
About memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders Center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
All right, and this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your Golden Years, and I am here in the studio with Kathleen Beach Grant, who's here to talk about Silverlink. Welcome, Kathleen.
Hi, thank you, Mara. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you were able to make it to the studio.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
So maybe you can fill our listeners in on your background. A little bit about your background.
Well, my background in terms of Silverlink really is mm-hmm. that I am a daughter and a granddaughter.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing. I mean,
sure.
You know, in college, I studied sociology, anthropology, and the arts. You know, this was not something that I knew that I wanted to do when I was a freshman in college. It was something that was born out of service. You know, mm-hmm. I think that probably the biggest piece of my background the adds to what I'm doing now is spending time with my grandmother. She was always going out to visit, people who were shut in. Even when she was, when I was 10, she was in her 60s, and we would go weekly, to go visit folks. We would take them food. We would do kind of a Meals on Wheels type of thing, but
right.
that wasn't something that was organized. That was just she knew of a need, through church. And so I spent a lot of time with her, so I tagged along. And I remember probably most vividly the time that we visited Miss Lillian, who was 100 years old. It was her 100th birthday. And my grandmother said, come on, we're going to go visit Miss Lillian. She lived down the street in this old, old farmhouse. And I remember just thinking, oh my gosh, this is just the oldest place I've ever seen. And she was in a bed and she had this quilt over her. I mean, really, something out of a storybook that you would imagine. And she had beautiful white hair and she was very frail, but she was really excited to show us a letter that she had received from President Ford wishing her a happy 100th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when we did that, what struck me the most was probably her reaction to us visiting.
Mm-hmm.
We were not family, and we were just from her church group. And just being able to spend time with her and listen to her and just support her, was probably the biggest thing that I remember throughout my life. So I've always had an affinity for people in, the senior age group, I guess. So when my husband and I, in 2012, our other business, we had a tour business for 15 years in another city. And when that started waning, we thought, okay, what else? What's the next thing? What are we going to do? And these ideas started popping up because neighbors, started needing things, and it came on our radar. Oh, Mrs. Jones down the street, she needs this. Or, her son over here, he doesn't know where to go. And so that was kind of where the idea of Silver Link started, and that was in 2012. And by 2015, I had an opportunity to go and work for a home health agency. And that just expanded my horizons. So it really opened my eyes to a whole new cache of information, resources, ways to get them, and also ways to get them to the community.
And I'm sure what the needs were as well.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
My eyes being able to detect need.
Right.
And being exposed to all of that and sitting in hospitals, talking with family members, asking them what their needs are, that, it really, gave me a lot more information that I didn't have just working on my own. So I was really grateful to have that happen. And my husband, as it happens, he got an opportunity to work with the personal assistance service. So he's getting a lot of information from a different perspective, So again, just more ways to learn about the needs of families and caregivers, and also more ways to find out resources. Because that's really what Silver Link is. It's a community resource that we connect caregivers and their seniors with things that they need. And so we do that mainly from, emails from the website, social media, we have a Facebook presence. We just got an Instagram presence, which my 15-year-old daughter started it for me.
I'm sure. I bet.
Yeah, because I was in there, what am I doing? I don't know. And she's like, Mom. And of course, I wanted to do it on the desktop. And she's like, no, give me your phone.
Right. You can't do it on a desktop.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Silver Lake is really, it's been an evolution of, you know, just recognizing a need and keeping our eyes and our ears open to where those needs are.
So how does it work?
So typically, I mean, really most of the folks that contact me see something about it on social media, you know, that we're Facebook friends or on Instagram. Or I'm also on Twitter, although I admit I don't tweet as much as I could. But, you know, they'll see that and, you know, frequently asked questions, for instance. You know, I get a lot of calls and also emails, you know, my mom just fell and now she needs to go to a nursing home. Well, my first question is that true? I mean, does she really need to go to a nursing home? Let's have a conversation about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually they'll either call me on the phone because they know me, or they know, you know, info@silverlinkusa.com. They'll see that on the social media page and Facebook page, and they'll send in that question. So then we'll have just a deeper conversation about what really is going on, because I think that most people, because they don't know anything about any of this until it hits them, they automatically think nursing home.
Right.
And that's really the very last thing that anybody needs. And some people don't ever need a nursing home.
Right.
You know, I mean, they may be way more appropriate to be in assisted living or memory care.
So do you get that kind of question as well? Like, what's the difference between assisted living and a nursing home?
Yeah. We get a lot of those questions. So we're able to walk them through even what's the
I'm
difference.
I'm just going to check if this is a question. You keep going.
Even if it's just a question of, you know, what's the difference between 55 and over apartments and independent living? Or what's the difference between independent living and assisted living? You know, those kinds of things.
Okay.
Because independent living is really what it says. It's a usually it's apartments that open on the interior of a building, and they usually have a dining room and they've got some activity rooms, but you are really just paying rent for that space.
Right.
You know, most of these independent living communities don't offer any services per se other than activities and meals. You know, if you need a nurse to come, then you need to have a home health agency. If you need someone to come and help you with bathing and dressing, then you need a personal assistant agency to come in with that. So, you know, I think that, yeah, just simple questions like that. And then, of course, the assisted living centers, you know, they have a lot more services, but they're also a little bit more expensive. You know, it really depends on how much care, you know, your loved one needs, depending.
Right. And there are all different sorts of assisted living as well.
Right. Yes. And there are a lot of questions about that, which, because I meet so many people involved with different assisted living, because I'm in so many assisted living centers, I'm able to tell them my experience, you know, with each one, because really it's such a personal decision. You can't, you know, tell somebody, oh, yeah, that's one for you, or, oh, yeah, you don't want that one. No, they really do need to do their own personal research on it. You know, our biggest function is really pointing them to the ones that seem to fit, you know, some initial criteria.
So do you also do that, like you do specific businesses that are senior related that you will connect people to?
So one of the questions that we get, you know, for instance, somebody says, oh, yeah, my mother needs home health. She needs somebody to come and do her laundry. Well, that's not what home health does, you know. And so clearing that up, just, you know, being able to help people differentiate what is a home health agency versus what is a personal assistant agency is really useful for them, because home health is really just the skilled needs. So whatever your doctor prescribes, be it a nurse or physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy.
Right.
But they're only in your home for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's where the personal assistant agency comes in. Those are the folks that help
the caregivers.
With caregiving. Mm-hmm. Right. They'll tidy up your house, do your laundry, things like that, as well as helping you get dressed. You know, just come and wake you up in the morning.
Take a shower.
Yeah. Or have a plan for your day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you can have as little help or as much help as you need. But they're also really good at finding resources to pay for that, too. I mean, that's part of their job. So a lot of people will say, oh, I can't afford that. Well, you don't know. Let mm-hmm. these people help you find out. Because otherwise, who's going to be doing that caregiving?
Right.
Yeah. The adult child, which they've already got work, children, you know, other responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. And it ends up being a lot more expensive in missed time at work than people really imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another big question that I get is about Medicare. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know what, that kind of thing.
Right.
What do you get for Medicare? What does Medicare pay for? What is it? What does it do? What does it not do? Who's eligible? All of those questions. And, you know, my answer to that always is Medicare has a website that is dedicated to answering all of those questions. And they have people that are specifically trained
to answer those questions.
Mm-hmm. And they're Medicare navigators. Mm-hmm. And there's a phone number right on the website, Medicare.gov. And you can call them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask them everything that is specific to your loved one's situation, and they'll be able to go through and actually, you know, go over, you know, your loved one's file,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you get really specific help with that.
Right.
So those are really the top three things that we get.
But you're here in Austin.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of the businesses related to seniors here in Austin as well.
Right. Yeah, I'm connected to probably over 200 different senior-related resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go to anywhere from 6 to 8 networking functions per month, plus I'm in hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, assisted living, independent living, like all the time with, mm-hmm. you know, with my job.
Right.
You know, so I get to see, you know, what's changing, what's the same. You know, I get to, I can connect people with the right person that they need to talk to because I keep up with the phone numbers and, you know, who's
Now, what about people who are out of town? Because I do have a lot of listeners who are not here in Austin.
Right. So we do have, there's the National Institute on Aging has a great website and booklet that's dedicated to long-distance caregiving.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'll point folks to that resource because within that resource there are tons of other resources that they can access. And a lot of times they've got specific links to, you know, your local community.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of advice on how to navigate you know, the long distance caregiving.
Right. But what about people who are local caregivers but not in Austin?
So let's say your mom lives in Austin and your dad lives in San Antonio.
Let's say you're listening to this show and you live in Michigan and your mom lives in Michigan.
Right.
Yeah,
of course. Well, you know, there are also the Area Agency on Aging has one in each area, and that's a really good place to start, you know, for a community that doesn't have a Silverlink in it yet.
Right.
They will.
Okay.
Silverlink USA, so that is our goal. Well,
that's your goal, to make it nationwide.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But still, someone can call you from out of town with any
Absolutely, we're happy to help them navigate, you know, find the right resources in their community, because again, you've got not only the Area Agency on Aging, but there are other resources that they may not know about that you can find on the web, and because we're always looking, you know, my favorite thing I like to do is call a home health agency in that community and ask to speak with a social worker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So that's how I get, you know, some tendrils into other communities is by calling the home health agency and speaking with that social worker there.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are some things that I'm able to do that other folks wouldn't necessarily be able to do because I'm in the industry. Because if you're stranger and you just call, you know, a home health agency and say, hey, can I speak to your social worker? They're going to say, you're not a patient of ours. No,
right.
You can't. Whereas they may be willing to answer my question, you know, just industry standard, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So there are, you know, there's just, I'm learning new things every day on how to help people.
And there's so much out there and so much that people don't know that they need to know.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's really needed.
And unfortunately, nobody really has a need for this until you have a need for this.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's why I really like to have, you know, the immediate, you know, answer of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, nobody has a class on how to deal with your aging parents until you get the phone call from the hospital saying, oh, I've fallen. I'm sorry, honey. You know, I just broke my hip. And then you're on a carousel.
Yes.
You know, so what we really, what our
night.
Hope is for Silverlink is to be the answer place.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So if people are interested in finding out more or becoming part of this in some way,
mm-hmm.
where they have access
so,
to you.
So we have a website. It's silverlinkusa.com. And on
mm-hmm.
that website, there are links to our Facebook page. And also there's our question box, which is info@silverlinkusa.com. And we answer those emails within usually 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
So if they have a question specifically, if we can't answer it, we will find the resource that will be able to answer
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. And we usually like to leave a couple of tips, like caregiving tips. One of my favorite ones, you know, especially when somebody's under a lot of stress. And caring for their loved one
mm-hmm.
is to really care for yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we've all been on an airplane and seen the same video over and over, or seen, you know, the flight attendant standing in the aisle saying, if the oxygen mask drops down, put it on yourself first and then help your neighbor.
Right.
Right. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, then we don't have any energy.
Mm-hmm.
to take
mm-hmm.
care of anyone else.
Right. And the statistics are pretty high that caregivers get sick.
They do.
More.
They absolutely do. And there are
numbers than everybody else.
Yeah. And there are a lot of resources out there to help
mm-hmm.
caregivers. You know, one specifically that I like is there are Facebook groups out there,
mm-hmm.
but there are also, you know, networking groups.
Mm-hmm.
Age of Central Texas has some great networking
right.
groups for caregivers. I mean, and those groups are great. You can just vent if you want to,
mm-hmm.
or you can find solutions, or you can just make friends with
mm-hmm.
other people that are in your same situation.
Which really helps.
Really does
help.
Yeah.
Another
tip that I like to share with caregivers is to make sure that you find something that doesn't have anything to do with caregiving to do with your loved one. You know, does your mom like to walk around Town Lake?
Mm-hmm.
You know, make a date with her every week to do something that she likes.
You know?
Does your dad just like to do the crossword puzzle? Just go and hang out with him and do the crossword puzzle with him. But find something every week to do that doesn't have anything to do with caregiving.
That's a great, I like that. That's a great tip.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so important.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to post that link. It's silverlinkusa.com.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to post that on my web post about the show later tonight. So
if
people missed it, they could just go click on it and it'll take them right to your page. Such a great resource. And thank you so much for coming on the program and talking about it.
Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it. I really enjoyed coming up here.
And as it grows and you expand across the country, I'd love to have you back on.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd be happy to.
Okay, have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
All right, so stick around. We have lots more to come. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
I almost spoke all the words that I wanted to say. I almost saw what you look like, bless your wall. But almost doesn't count anymore. And a sure thing never will. You almost felt all the things that I dream about, and you almost heard all the songs that I sing out loud. But almost doesn't count anymore. And a sure thing never will. So many things are so trivial to me when I see all the world around me. And at times I forget the simplicity of it all, of it all.
Guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show. Please visit us on the web at www.drmarikarpel.com.
All right, and we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years right here on Blog Talk Radio and on drmarakarpel.com. And before I go on to talk about the topic of gratitude, I just fill you in on some news. As I mentioned, we were videotaping that interview with Kathleen Grant, as we have been doing with all of the guests who are live here in the studio, who are here in Austin, so that they can come into the studio since the beginning of 2016. And as those videos get edited and uploaded to YouTube, then I upload them to the website. So that video is not on the website yet, but it will be on the website so you can see. It just gives you a little something extra when you can actually watch the interview. And so you can go to my website and click on videos, and you can watch all of the previous ones that have been uploaded. Also, today I posted my caregiver tip number 12, which is related to the topic that I'm going to discuss this evening, which is tip number 12 is practice gratitude to shift your perspective and mood. And you can go read that on my website, drmarakarpel.com, and click on publications or click on blogs, and that'll be there. It's also on my Facebook pages, The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Karpel, and the other Facebook page, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. And I end that tip with gratitude is one of the most powerful ways to shift our own perspective and about an otherwise stressful situation and to adjust our mood to joy. So I'm going to talk about that in general, not just for caregivers, in a few moments. I haven't posted a blog yet in February for Thrive Global. My last one was in January, and February is a short month, so I don't know if it'll make it in before the end of the month, so I'm going to make it up to you with a twofer in March, and there will be one this week. It might make it in the squeak in at the last moment of February, or it might be the beginning of March, depending on when Thrive Global gets to post it. That will be coming any day soon. It's already done, so it's just got to be posted by Thrive Global. And then there's another blog that will follow behind it. The reason it's taken so long is I've been working on the same blog for over a month, probably about a month and a half, because it's something I feel very strongly about, but every time I approach it to edit it, it changes. So it'll be done very soon, and that'll be close on the heels of this one. So that is also in March. And you can read all of my previous blogs in Thrive Global and the ones that I posted in Huffington Post, which I don't know if you know this, but the health and wellness writers for Huffington Post, most of us moved over to Arianna Huffington's Thrive Global. So that's her newest online magazine, and it's all focused on health and wellness. So take a look at that. It's got some really good articles, and I post there once a month. All right. Any other news? No new news to advertise about my book, but there will be news soon, so stay tuned for that. Said my caregiver tip has to do with having gratitude, and gratitude is really important for all of us. I think it's one of the most powerful ways of turning a situation that would otherwise make us feel sad or stressed or angry or down. As soon as we start to have gratitude, it can really change our whole perspective, shift our whole mood. Oprah Winfrey, very big on gratitude. That was her thing, having a gratitude journal. And she talked about having a gratitude journal that she wrote in every night before she went to bed. And it would force her throughout the day to notice things that she was grateful for so that she would have something to write in the journal at night. And being aware throughout the day of things that you're grateful for changes your whole day. It trains you really to focus on joy. You know, our days are very much mixed. Most of us have ups and downs throughout the day. And if we can create an inner sense of stability and joy and gratitude, then those ups and downs throughout the day could be more like weather rather than climate. So the climate is peaceful. The climate is joyful and having an full of appreciation and gratitude, while the weather might have ups and downs, and of course it's normal to, you know, to not feel great after you stub your toe for a few moments, but you don't want that to change the whole climate of your being throughout the day. And gratitude, along with the other things that I've talked about on this program, like humor and even just taking a few breaths and breathing, all of those things together can really build our resilience to those ups and downs. And, you know, sometimes those ups and downs are pretty big. Sometimes they you know, the things that pull us down are not just small hassles, but an inner sense of resilience and strength and inner peace is really important so that we can bounce back quickly. And gratitude, having a practice, not just once in a while thinking about it, you know, or once a year on a holiday, but really every day thinking about what you're grateful for, trains your brain to focus on joyfulness and focus on those things that you feel grateful for, you feel appreciative of, so that you do build that resilience. It has a really profound effect. Very often we focus on what we don't have and what we want. And that's fine. You know, desire is actually, you know, there have been many who have said that desire is the path to enlightenment. We know what we want, and it forces us to follow that path. When we follow our dreams, we're not living our dream yet. We don't have those things that we want to have. We haven't created what we want to create. That's why we are on the journey of following our dreams. But if we can look at that in an excited way, the journey itself is what is so exciting and joyful. Very often, once people achieve their dreams, they find another dream to follow. And that's okay, because that's how humans are. And having that dream is what keeps us going. But if we look at it as lack, and we start to feel like we are not enough, that we are not enough as a person, or that we have a sad life because we don't have enough, because we don't have that dream yet, then we are really destined to just feeling down all the time. We're not going to feel satisfied when we even do achieve that dream. We will never achieve that dream if that's how we see things. So being appreciative of what you already have, even if it's not, you haven't achieved what you really want, but being appreciative of what you already have allows that flow for you to then start having more of what you want. But if you're not appreciative of what you have, then you're really not going to get any more of what you want. It's just not, you know, you're blocking it. And if you happen to get what you want, you're not going to even know that you have it, or you're not going to appreciate it when you get it. So, you know, many people are afraid to feel appreciative for what they have if they don't have everything that they want, because they think that they're settling. This is not about settling. I'm always encouraging people to follow their dreams and not to settle. Go for what you really want and do what you need to do to get there. But understand what you already have and understand where you are. Be realistic about where you are and appreciative of what you already have. That doesn't mean that you're not going to move forward and get more of what you want. In fact, as I said, what you focus on grows. So if you focus on appreciation and feeling happy for what you have, then you will have more of what you feel happy about. You know, and in less than ideal situations, when we look for the silver lining, it brings feelings of optimism and peace and enthusiasm to keep going, to be, as one might call, a peaceful warrior. So if you're in a situation where you feel stressed out, but you can look and say, you know what, this isn't really that bad. Look at what I already have. Look at how far I've already come. That increases our joyfulness. That increases our optimism. We have that optimistic attitude that if we came this far and we have this much, then we can certainly achieve our dreams. Deepak Chopra, the speaker and author, Deepak Chopra wrote in his article, Three Essential Practices for Gratitude. Quote, you embrace the wisdom of uncertainty and you sense yourself as a field of infinite possibilities. Gratitude is a fullness of heart that moves you from limitation and fear to expansion and love. So when you're appreciative for what you already have, it brings you into a perspective that you can have more. The possibilities are infinite. You feel happy. You feel joyful. When I talked about it in terms of caregivers, I talked about my personal experience of having an elderly mom who lives across the country, and I'm appreciative of every moment that I get to spend with her. I'm appreciative every time I hear her on the phone and she tells me that she feels well. And, you know, I was thinking the other day, and I wrote about this, that, you know, I bought something that I later was kind of kicking myself that I spent a little too much money on it. And then it occurred to me that I really appreciate that I had the money to buy something that could be enjoyed. It's for a joyful occasion because my mom is well right now and I didn't have to jump on a plane and go, you know, spend time with her. That would have cost me a lot more money. So appreciating, you know, all of what you have in the silver linings helps you to then have peace and joy. And if you need to change the situation that you're in and you need to make a decision about something that maybe isn't working that well, you have the inner peace and the strength and the joyfulness to be able to do it in a thoughtful way. You don't just react, but you're creating value in the way that you respond to the situation. And that happens in our interactions with people as well, you know, not reacting when somebody says something that you don't like, but appreciating the conversation, appreciating what you have in your life, appreciating your relationships. And if this person is someone who is close to you in your life, appreciating your relationship with them so that you can stand back and think about what is the most value-creating response to that person, if there is any. Maybe the most value-creating response is no response, just let it go. But being appreciative and having gratitude for the relationship will help you to get to that place. So there was actually a study that was done at the University of California, Davis, by Dr. Robert Emmons, a professor of psychology and a researcher, about the effects of gratitude on our emotional and physical well-being. And his overall finding was that gratitude is what gives life meaning. So let me repeat that again. The overall finding of Dr. Emmons regarding gratitude is that gratitude is what gives life meaning. You can't get any bigger than that. To actually have a practice that can bring you to a place where your life has more, significantly more meaning. I mean, it's an easy practice. When Oprah talks about it, she talks about if you can't think of big things to be grateful for, start with little things. Like, I had a delicious cup of coffee today. You know, someone held the door open for me. The weather was nice. I felt good. I got a good report from the doctor. You know, just small things gradually increasing to bigger things. There's always something to be grateful for. And that whole finding meaning in life brings me to the book by Dr. Viktor Frankl. For those who don't know who Viktor Frankl was, he was a psychiatrist who was also a prisoner of a concentration camp during the Holocaust. And he was imprisoned in two different of the very large concentration camps, I believe Dachau and Auschwitz, I believe, but two concentration camps. And he was already a psychiatrist at the time, so he kind of turned this into a study of people and resilience. As a way, I guess, to get through the time that he was there. And one of his biggest findings, which he ended up writing a book called Man's Search for Meaning, there we go again with meaning, was about how the prisoners of the concentration camp who appreciated just a little bit of food that they got and were generous with that food toward that they helped other prisoners who might have needed to eat more, had more meaning in their life. And when they got liberated, when they were liberated, those were people that were much healthier and more resilient and able to get on with their lives. So the combination of having appreciation and gratitude, and that combined with being generous, which I've spoken about on this program and I've written about and I will speak about again, that combination is the winning combination for finding meaning in your life. So gratitude for even the tiniest thing, and generosity in helping somebody else who might not even have that tiny thing. But in Robert Emmons' study that I spoke about where he found that gratitude is what gives life meaning. Another finding of the study was that gratitude is something that we actually have to make a conscious effort in order to cultivate. That most of us, or some of us, are naturally grateful people, but most of us really are in the culture of lack. We watch television commercials that tell us that we don't have enough unless we buy what the people are selling on the TV. We see magazine pictures where we don't look like that person on the magazine, even though very often those pictures have been airbrushed. But we don't have that natural sense of gratitude. We need to cultivate it. And what Dr. Emmons came up with was the best way to cultivate it was exactly what Oprah Winfrey was talking about. He said, write it down, keep a journal, and write down 3 to 5 things, big or small, every day that you feel grateful for. And that was the prescription. What he found was that the people who kept gratitude journals felt physically healthier and had a much more optimistic perspective about their life. So even if you don't have what you want and you're looking to follow a path to achieve your dreams, if you feel grateful for what you have right, what you do have right now, you will have the physical health and the emotional optimism, the resilience, and the strength to go after what you want. Because if you feel pessimistic, if you feel down, if you feel sick, it's not likely that you're going to have the stamina or the ability to really go after what you want and to enjoy the journey, which is what following your dream is all about. So, you know, all of this, the ups and downs and the ebb and flow and the dark and light and this adventure that we call life, if we have appreciation and gratitude for this adventure and all that it consists of, then it allows the darkness in our life, the downs, the ebb and the flow, to be that catalyst for making brighter in our lives. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment and producer of this program is going to join us on this side of the mic to talk about music that we have played on this program, the musicians that have been on the show, and those that are going to be on the program this year. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Pack up my bags and move to Hollywood. Gonna find my fame in that neighborhood. Where is it going? Am I just a fool? It's a crazy thing, but what I wanna do. Get my big break, the price I pay today is never really too late. Well, I'm just fine, I'm fine in Hollywood. I know I'm dying, I'm making like I should. I'm doing fine, I'm very fine, yeah, I'm fine in Hollywood. I always knew I'd make the score. Dream a dream, heaven in store. Make your own wishes, seek your own visions. A new star has just been born.
All right, and we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And now joining us on this side of the microphone, the producer of this show, Art Mendoza. Hey,
how
Art.
How you doing there?
I'm okay. How
that
are
was,
you
that
over
was,
there?
Yeah, it's all right. We just listened to Betty Navas, who's been a friend of ours for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I played that song because it just reminds me of L.A. and I miss it. And it's a tune. She just started changing her style into more of a rhythmic, kind of like bossa nova style. And it's always amazing to watch her play guitar. She's a lead guitarist as well. But we had several great acts. We had some people come back. Just like the Mona Lisa twins from London.
Oh, yeah. They're fun.
From Liverpool. And
right.
That was fun to listen to them. And here's a song that they did, which is called June. Yeah, they're great. They're funny because you can't tell them apart on the phone.
No, I know.
And it's really hard to have a conversation with them because you don't know who's talking, and then they have to tell each other, this is who I am. But we already told them that if they ever come to Austin to come and play in the large events that we have here, that they definitely have a place to stay and not to worry about it. And mark my word, they are going to do something because they have everything, which is an amazing thing. The style of music they play is everything from that simple, easy little ballad to some rock and just really, really good music. And they're from Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
So that is someone that we had this year. And then Austin's own Lisa Marshall.
Yes, Lisa Marshall. to have Lisa Marshall back on.
We just had her not too long ago. So
yeah, it feels like
she won't be on
time.
For a while. But the next person we're going to listen to is Emilio Crichel, who does the blues, and he's from the San Francisco area. He played in the San Francisco area for quite a while, and now is in Brownsville, Texas, which is also going to be a good place for the blues, no doubt about that. So here's Emilio Crichel. Yeah, that's some border guys there. Music. the guest artist that he had was the lead, the other singer. And that probably was Tomas playing in the on the sax. Now, Tomas is going to be coming on for us on this year. And also Liz Morphis. She hasn't been on for a good 2 years, and we're going to have her to come back. And there'll be some other artists from Texas, and also in March we're going to have Brandon Taylor, who was a hitchhiker, and I picked him up, and that's how he travels to all his gigs, which was very interesting. So we'll have some of his music on, and he'll be talking to us on March 4th. So that's about it. Why don't you give a little shout-out to everybody, and then we'll close it out with Tomas Ramirez, the Jazzmanian Devil.
All right. Well, I don't know about March 4th, Art, because I was just about to say that March 4th, we're taking a break. So I'm going to tell everybody what's coming up. Next Sunday, March 4th, we're taking a little break, but you can tune in for an encore of one of our favorite shows at that time. And any time, you can always listen to our podcast, that any of them that you choose at blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And then we'll be back here in the studio on March 11th with Joshua Beach, lecturer at the University of Texas San Antonio, educator for 20 years, director of 21st Century Literacy. And Josh will join us to talk about his latest book, How Do You Know? And to discuss how today's citizens need to be able to understand how to evaluate knowledge, peacefully debate knowledge, and productively use knowledge for both personal decisions and public policy. Well, that's a big one, I think, that we really need right around now. And we'll have more. We always have more. And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from this show, get the link to the website that we talked about earlier, learn about upcoming shows, listen to previous shows, read my blog, all of that, go to my website, drmaricarpel.com. And also be sure to follow me on Facebook at Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, and at The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Karpel. And you can listen to this evening's program in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. This show was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions. and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist, Dr. Ronald DeVere, and by StoryHouse. And special thanks to my guest, Kathleen Grant. And, of course, thank you, Art, and thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone. And here's Tomas Ramirez.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.